Welcome to the Holy Mess Podcast. We're Joy and Becca, and if you think you're a mess, you are not alone. We talk about the things of life through a lens of faith, and we find the hope in all of it. Hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving. We're now into the Christmas season. Becca and I both had a crazy Thanksgiving. My family was facing COVID while her husband was freshly out of the hospital, and she sent him to be with his family on a flight, but needed to stay home and take care of her dog, so she did Thanksgiving by herself. So this week, we're simply going to share some of the conversations that we have had on the radio. You're going to hear about a terrifying moment that Becca's security system let her know something was happening at her back door when she was home all alone. We're going to make you feel a little bit better if you've already bought some Christmas gifts for yourself. We're going to talk about how much our husbands actually know about this podcast, about our jobs, because we interviewed them. That's all coming up right now.
There are certain things you never quite outgrow, and one of those is being startled by things you shouldn't be startled by when you're home alone. Over the break, I sent my husband to be with his family for Thanksgiving. I stayed home with the pups, and I decided to get a lot of reading done. It's a perfect time when you're off work and to get, you know, lost in a good story. However, there's this problem with reading books. Feel terrible saying that. Kids, stay in school.
It's great to read.
It's great to read, but you don't always know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, and you only have the back cover.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, three quarters of the way through my book, it got very scary. And at that point, you have to keep going.
Well, yeah, you have to find out what happens and you're all alone with a scary book.
Exactly. So I'm getting to the climax of this story. It's scary. I just want to get it over with because at this point, like, it just needs to be out of my life. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice say, back door. Entry sensor.
What? Your security system?
Battery low. It was just an alert, but still the panic in my heart.
How dare it?
Oh, it was the worst timing ever. I'm going to remove my security system because it's not making me feel safer right now.
Before you judge anyone this Christmas season for having hideous Christmas decorations, consider they may have a toddler. Because my house looks really bad. I tried my best, but last year my son broke anything of value to my heart because I thought, I'll put it up high. I'll put it on the top of the tree. I'll put it on the table. He found a way. And so this year, I didn't even get the breakables out of the box. In fact, Becca, you know how people say it's real magical to have kids at Christmas? I wanted to decorate the tree with him. It started going so south. I put him down for a nap, and when he woke up, I was like, we're done. Put the boxes away. Hurry. We're not doing it anymore.
Man, it's not just kids that affect it. I have dogs, and I realized that my new puppy, who loves tennis balls, has been looking up at our tree and being like, so many tennis balls, and they're all for me to grab. And she has been, and it has been chaos in my house, too.
No.
Tis the season for Christmas shopping. Of course, that's not what the Christmas season is all about. But like us, you probably have people on your list that you have been trying to find the right things for, especially with recent deals.
Some people are so hard to buy for, too.
Oh, so difficult. However, there's also something that tends to happen in my household, at least this time of year. Not just buying gifts for others, but buying things for yourself.
Oh, that we know what we want.
Yeah,
we're the
exactly.
easiest people on our list.
I came across this. This is going to sound so nerdy, but it's a label maker. But
Becca,
it syncs to your phone. And then you can like design little pictures for your labels. And you can print out labels. And you can label everything, Joy.
Tell
everything.
Me what you're going to label.
You? Me?
We don't need
everything
labels.
At the station.
I know your name.
I was so excited. I saw it was on sale. Like, hey, get this for the organized person in your life. And I'm like, me needs that. Yes, I will get it for me.
And it's so hard when things are on sale and you're like, I'm not sure if my father-in-law would like this, but I know
but
what I
know
want.
I would.
Yes.
And it's weird to put it on a list. Okay, so this is what we want to talk about. The thing that you have already bought for yourself. This is a no judgment zone.
Well,
look.
Mostly.
I've already done it. So if you bought something for yourself for Christmas already, we want to know about it. With Cyber Monday, Black Friday, it's very possible that you've already done some Christmas shopping for yourself. I kind of nerded out and got myself a label maker.
Everything in the studio is going to be labeled. I can't.
But surely I'm not the only one who's been doing some shopping for themselves.
I just want Becca to know that her order was not nerdy as mine. I just now bought flavor water packets for my Circle water bottle.
Oh, okay. The Circle water bottle. Are you familiar, Joy?
No.
Okay, so it's these flavor capsules, but it comes out of the about so you don't put it in the water. I'm explaining this terribly and you don't want one, but you do.
My water has to taste like something other than water?
Yes.
They're only $20. That's not a high price for health.
The ways we convince ourselves. I know.
That's cheap for my health. Why should everybody else get to enjoy the Cyber Monday deals with their presents? Buy yourself something good. Tell us what you got.
I bought a cat shirt that you can label the names of your cats and pick out what they look like. And then you call yourself a cat mama.
Okay, you have to tell us about the cats. How many do you have?
I have two. I also have dogs and a hamster and kids and a husband, but we're not going to talk about that.
So the cats go first, then the dogs, then the hamster,
right.
Then the kids and the husband. Right. And they certainly don't get a Christmas shirt.
No, we're not putting pictures of them anywhere.
They do not.
'Tis the season for buying presents. Sometimes for yourself. It just happens. You don't mean it to. And then all of a sudden, something's in your Amazon cart. You click purchase. And so I'm hoping that I'm not the only person who does this.
We started a family tradition about 10 years ago to mark the beginning of the Christmas season. And we have a night where everyone is given an amount of money and they're allowed to buy themselves a gift. And then if they don't spend all the money, they have to give it back. So it became this fun way of buying themselves a gift so that they're in the spirit of total giving.
Will you adopt me? And follow our question, how much money am I getting?
It would be a pleasure.
'Tis the season for Hallmark movies. You either love them or you hate them. Becca, what's
your
team?
Not a fan.
You don't like them.
It's all the same. It's the same plot where she lives in the city and she has a great job. And then she goes to the country and some lumberjack is like, here's what love is. And she's like, Christmas. And then she quits her job.
Exactly.
What?
And you watch it on repeat and they kiss exactly 3 minutes before it's over. And then the credits roll. It's so delightful. But I was stuck inside with COVID all last week with my husband. And I made the mistake of watching one with him. And he ripped it apart brutally. He was like, that would never happen. He would never say that. He was laughing at the dialogue. He was copying it back. And the worst part was, just like you, he was absolutely right. And now I can't. He's in my head. I tried to watch another one and it's ruined. And so whatever you do, if you love Hallmark, don't let a man watch it with you. There's so much about this time of year that's magical. And you look forward to putting the tree up and decorating with lights. But it doesn't always go like you plan. In fact, this year that I have a toddler, I thought it's going to be the most special Christmas of all time. And we tried to decorate, and frankly, it was horrible, and I lost my temper. My son, every time I would, like, wrap a Christmas light around the railing outside our house, he would unwrap it or try to, like, stick his fingers in the plugs.
Okay, in his defense, I mean, every other game in his life is, like, unwrap, rewrap, destroy, must not have this here.
And this morning, he picked off one of my favorite ornaments and started picking all the sparkles off. And you know I can't handle the sparkles being destroyed.
Oh, I know. That's like your number one thing.
Yes. And I just think expectations need to be lower. It's the Hallmark times. You know, they make you think everything is like so magical and special. But the reality is, those moments don't always turn out the way that you want them to. And you just have to find a way to make it special anyways.
It's easy to take your daydreaming a bit too far. So my husband and I have been talking a lot about how next year we would really like to take a big trip for our 10th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right? And I mean, we've been through a lot in the 10 years. It feels very deserved to do something grand. So we started just, you know, looking, what would it look like if we were to take a cruise of the Mediterranean?
You had to look at prices because you just don't know till you get in.
Well, here's where things kind of spiraled out of control. The cruise line we were looking at was having a sale.
Oh, no.
Then we started looking at flights and we realized, oh, this is a pretty good price.
And just stumbled on the perfect timing.
Oh, and here's the worst part of it. You know how your browser saves all your information now? I was one click away from accidentally booking us a Mediterranean cruise, and it added up to a lot of money that we do not have in our bank account because we have not started saving for this imaginary vacation. It's no secret that teachers are just special. They go above and beyond for their students. And I wanted to highlight one in Georgia. Her name is Miss Phillips. And every single morning before teaching kindergarten, she makes her students line up at a mirror. The mirror is surrounded with adjectives they can choose from. and she makes them pick one to do a daily affirmation.
I'm special.
Yes, you are.
I'm mad.
Yeah, man.
And I'm strong.
Yes. Yeah, you are, girl.
I am strong.
Yeah, baby.
And she said she saw a huge difference when kids start their day by naming a quality about themselves that they love, or that they remind themselves that they are loved. And she said it's helpful because then later in the day when they're frustrated about schoolwork, an assignment, or even something on the playground, she can point back to their affirmation from that morning and remind them they are strong, they're capable, they are loved. And I'm starting to think that this shouldn't just stop at kindergarten. I think all of us should surround our mirror with a few of these and learn to practice them on a daily basis.
Hey, this is Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina, what's going on?
Well, you know what you were just telling about the story with the kindergarten kids?
Yes, their teacher has them do daily affirmations where they look in a mirror and pick an adjective to cling to that day. Like, I am loved, I am brave, I am strong.
Yes, when I was a very new Christian, I became a Christian at 26. An older lady in the church, she gave me a sticky note, and she said, every time you see something that God loves about you, put it on the sticky note and put it where you'll find it.
That is beautiful. Have you continued that?
I have, because God makes a lot of beautiful statements about how he feels about us. And every time I find one in the Bible, I say, you know what? That's what God thinks about you.
Not sure if your prayer life is regular or if it's just once in a while, but for me, I've noticed it's just been less and less over the last couple of months, and that's frustrating because I know we can talk to God about anything. But yesterday I was in church, and while I'm sitting there, I just started to realize that I think the reason I've been praying less is because I think I've been annoying God.
I mean, look, I get it. There are times where I'm like, do I sound whiny?
Yes.
Are you tired of hearing from me?
I'm so needy. I always need something from him. But what we were talking about yesterday is that God loves when we come to him. And then I remembered that my son constantly tries to do things like put his shoes on by himself, and he can't do it, and he gets so frustrated, and I constantly say to him,
you're too needy, I can't help you.
Right, I say, just ask mommy for help. And I don't get mad at him when he asks for help around the clock. I delight in helping him because I know he can't do it. And I actually think that's probably more accurate of how God sees us. And he's, as much as it's an annoying feeling, I think God loves it when I'm like, need help again.
If you have perfect vision and you've made it this far in life, not needing glasses or contacts, I am so jealous of you.
Same.
I cannot function without glasses or contacts. And last night I had to take my dogs out at 3 a.m. That's its own thing. And one of my dogs decided that she wanted to run off because that's a fun thing to do in the middle of the night.
I'm sure you did not chase her.
I didn't, partially because it was cold. It was dark. I could not see. And also, we have coyotes that live behind our house.
You were like, she's as good as God.
She is. My dogs have no survival skills. I know that. But finally was able to call her. She came back running. But then this is where my vision is really bad because she is right up next to me. And I'm like, I'm still not convinced that you're my dog. You might be a coyote, but you're living with me now, kid.
One thing they should have taught us in school, but they didn't, is how to not become digital hoarders. Most of us don't know how to properly catalog or label or delete things. And Becca's the worst.
So bad.
When I ask her to save things for us on the computer, she types keys with her eyes closed that don't make up sentences. And she's like, I'll be able to find it later.
I'm just in a hurry sometimes. And so whatever it is, I'll find it. It's fine. But Joy recently pointed out that there are a lot of files in my folder that have some really odd names.
So I have pulled one and we're about to play. Becca, what's that? This is called Gavin Art.
Okay.
Gavin is on the morning show, The Wally Show, and he's, as far as I know, not an artiste.
No.
So here's the audio, and then Becca, you have to explain yourself.
I want to help. Okay, you just put your tongue out.
Okay.
Now we've got some art.
What? Listen, you saved it. Explain yourself.
Oh, okay. I know what this is. The Wally Show found videos of dogs doing art with peanut butter, where there's like peanut butter on the baggie and they lick the baggie until it makes art, and they made Gavin do it. And I think I pulled audio to talk about it.
Well, now I just want to see that video. It's got to be somewhere at wayfm.com.
every single generation has their quirks, has their preferences, and this definitely comes into play when you look at grandparents. So, for example, I grew up calling my grandparents Grandma and Grandpa, but somewhere along the way, we all decided, not our favorite term. Kind of morphed into Nana and Papa territory. But now it's just a free-for-all. Everyone kind of makes up their own names. And with a lot of my friends currently pregnant, some with their first, they're trying to figure out what creative name Grandma and Grandpa are going to go by that's not Grandma and Grandpa. So I'm curious for you, what's that creative name that you use in your family to describe your grandparents?
My first grandchild called me Gigi, but my second grandchild could not say Gigi, and she started calling me Derder.
You know what? There are some days where I feel like a Derder. We grew up calling our grandparents Grandma and Grandpa, but people have gotten so much more creative these days.
I am going to be a grandmother, and I determined what I wanted to be called many years ago. Mine is Mimi.
Okay, first of all, congratulations. Second of all, I'm fascinated that you've been thinking about this for so long.
Well, you know, my son's getting up there in age.
Every single day, you separate yourself from your family. You either go to work, maybe you stay home with the kids. Does the rest of your family actually know what you do all day? Mm-mm. That was the question that Joy and I had for our husbands. We weren't quite entirely sure, honestly, if they knew much about our show, much about Way FM, anything. So we decided to ask them a couple questions, starting with a new position here at Way FM.
Who does the new midday show on Way FM?
Ooh, I don't remember his name. You just told me. Caleb.
Carter. So close.
I knew it was a C.
So that's my husband, Joey. Which, by the way, that was my shift before Carter took it over. So I feel like you should have known that one.
Well, you would just think simply because the radio's on in our homes, our husbands would know. This is what my husband said.
Who does the new midday show on Way FM?
Tanner. Connor. Tanner. Is it Tanner?
I said it's like a mix of those two together.
Yeah, I mean, he was close. He was circling around it. So you know what? Try this with your family tonight. See if they can answer the question of what goes on at your workplace all day.
And it's important to understand the careers and the jobs of people that you love. But we don't often talk about the details. And so Becca and I went home just as a test and we quizzed our husbands on what we do. They don't know what's going on.
They do not. You should definitely try this with your family and tell us the results. But this is what happened when I asked my husband what I thought was a really obvious question.
How do you sign up to be a part of our text group?
Text something to a number, which I've done.
You made sure to get that in, which I've done. I'm part of the text group, which, by the way, it's afternoons to 91979. That's how you're going to hear about all the interviews that come out. We're going to have one with Toby Mac coming up in the next few weeks. Again, that's afternoons to 91979. God created all of us differently, and that's really a beautiful thing. For example, some people, he made them very aware of time. And then other people kind of think that time is an imaginary thing. Joy is looking at me with such a weird face because she knows where this is going.
I know that you're going to say something about me being a late person.
I mean, you have to admit that there are times where you come rolling in at the last second.
I think that we should have more of like a Latin culture where things, you just get to them.
Okay, so today we had this meeting at 10:30. Very important training for work. And a lot of people in the office were going, when do you think Joy is going to get here?
You're joking.
No, we're all, I bet on you being late, to be honest.
I thought these people were my friends.
And then, shock of all shocks, you show up 4 minutes early.
Yeah, I did.
Because you thought the training was at 12:30 and you wanted to get work done ahead of time.
It was an accident, but it still worked. I knew I had ish to do and I came in early to do it.
My favorite part too is that it was right on your calendar, but your brain still got it wrong.
It's one thing for you to have an embarrassing moment. It's another to have one in front of a toddler. They have a lot of questions.
Wait. Why would you be embarrassed in front of your toddler?
Well, I got pulled over this weekend while driving.
Joy.
And my toddler in the back seat, of course, freaked out because it's dark and there's blue lights and we have to get off on the side of the road. And he said, "Mommy, what's happening? Police officer." And I had to quickly go into education mode. But what that meant was that I was saying, well, there are rules, and mommy broke the law.
Now mommy has to pay the price.
He was so freaked out. Thankfully, the police officer was so kind that he talked to my son in the back, and that my son was so traumatized, he just kept going, blue lights, officer come.
No.
So I said, police officers keep us safe. And I tried to reinforce that. But Becca, as we pulled away, he just said, we need to tell daddy about this.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got something out of this episode, we would love if you would share it with a friend. To be notified every time there's a new episode, simply text the word MESS, M-E-S-S, to 91979. And if you have anything you want to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at holymess@wayfm.com. Thanks for being a part of our messy family.